You're listening to the Cross-Cutting Concerns podcast. I'm your host, Matt Groves. Please visit the site at crosscuttingconcerns.com, where you can subscribe, browse the archives, contact me, read show notes, and leave a comment. I'm recording this podcast on June 14th, 2016. My guest today is a software developer, former coworker, and skilled pair programmer, Calvin Allen. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Doing good. Glad you could be on the show. It seems like just yesterday you were on the show to talk about Chocolaty. But can you reintroduce yourself to the listeners and tell me a bit about what you do?
Sure. Primarily, I'm a developer. I work from home out of Columbus, Ohio. The company's based in Virginia, Heuristic Solutions. I think you've heard of them.
I have.
I also try to be pretty active in the community, user groups and conferences and things like that. And when I'm not doing that, I'm usually probably hanging out with my wife and daughter.
So, you introduced me to something called AppVeyor, and that's A-P-P-V-E-Y-O-R.
Yes.
And can you tell me what that is?
So, primarily, it's a hosted CI environment, would be the easiest thing I could say. Very similar to what you would think of related to Jenkins, if somebody else were hosting that in the cloud, where you could manage your own jobs and projects and things like that.
Okay, now let's assume that I don't know what Jenkins or Team City is. Now, can you tell me why I would want to use AppVeyor or any of those products for that matter?
Well, I very much promote CI environments, mainly to get the code built as soon as possible, get a turnaround time, get the tests run, things like that, to know you're not introducing defects, and maybe to push out beta packages. There's a lot of different things you could do, obviously. But primarily, it's an integration environment for every developer that might be working on the project to get the project built, tested, and at least in a good state.
And CI stands for continuous integration.
Yes.
If I'm already using Team City or Jenkins, for instance, why would I want to consider or use AppVeyor?
That's a difficult question. I'm finding a lot of features overlap between those environments. I can tell you what I leaned towards. At my day job, we do use Jenkins, and that's working out fine. However, my open source projects, I don't have access to an environment where I can build those, where I can use a continuous integration environment to build the open source projects. A couple things led me to AppVeyor. One of those was when I was working on a Visual Studio extension, and I was following along with a lot of things that Mads Christensen had already put in place on his GitHub repos, because he is the Visual Studio extension master of the universe. And I found that he was using AppVeyor. And so that led me to start researching what AppVeyor was. And that's when I found out that it, of course, is a continuous integration environment. But what's nice about it is if you have an open source project repository, it's completely free. So yes, I could stand up, you know, some on-premise Jenkins server and manage my open source projects that way, but this was very easy to configure and set up for my project, and it supports, obviously, the continuous nature of it. As soon as I push, you know, my changes to GitHub, the project is queued up for a build. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very nice end-to-end piece of the open source puzzle for me.
So, but AppVeyor is not just for open source projects. You could
use it on your own
company if you wanted to.
They support a lot of different project types, environments, testing tools, things like that. Of course, if you're not open source, there are fees.
Sure.
But so the open source aspect and the free aspect was really the motivating factor for me to look into them and ultimately decide that yes, I like it.
Is it just a .NET a continuous integration environment, or does it support other languages?
I have used it primarily for .NET-based stuff at this point. However, I will say that I don't see any reason why you could not use it for other environments. And the reason I say that is because some of my projects actually run custom PowerShell code to configure the server that my project is building on. And so I can do various powerful things, of course, with PowerShell on that server. I see no reason why you could not build any project type, quite honestly, but I do not have a 100% guarantee on that.
Okay. Well, it still sounds like you have a lot of extensibility there.
Yeah, there's actually, there's a lot of different base images that you can use for your build server. If you don't need anything, there's obviously a default. There are Visual Studio based images and things like that. What I like about it primarily is that I'm able to store my build configuration in my GitHub repo. And that is extremely handy because then I can change it and push it, and then my build is automatically updated.
Ah.
And it does this by virtue of a YAML file, yet another markup language, right?
Hmm.
Which is, I won't go into detail on that, but it's just yet another data description file that essentially there are different steps of the build process that you can hook into, and by putting those in your YAML file, you can do a lot of cool stuff, and you don't have to configure it on AppVeyor for this specific project.
Okay, that's pretty great, because I know when I'm working with TeamCity or Jenkins, you usually have to go into those consoles and edit the build file there or upload the build file there. It's nice to have it right there in the code with you.
Yeah, and so if you have that YAML file in there, it will override, any project level settings that have been set. And if there's not a YAML file, then it'll use those project settings.
Most of my career, I've used TeamCity or Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anything major that you understand at this point that you can't do in AppVeyor that those tools support?
Not to this point. I haven't found anything, no. Like I said, they have a few different base images, the ability to run PowerShell scripts. Of course, with those PowerShell scripts, I've been able to do just about anything I've needed to do that's kind of out of the norm. One of those is actually running Chocolaty and building a Chocolaty package.
Wow.
And Chocolaty is pre-installed on the base image. You can do a lot of cool stuff in PowerShell. It has, test framework support built in, so you can run your tests. There are other images, I should note, that do come with SQL Server. So if you need to do, some database-related integration testing, okay, or things like that, I believe you can do that too. I haven't exercised those features, but they're definitely there.
So how long have you been using AppVeyor?
It really started back when I was building my Visual Studio extension. It's probably been a couple months, probably around 2 months ago when I started looking into it.
Is there anything else out there like AppVeyor? Any competitors that you know of?
Yeah, sure. Of course, you can do build agents in Visual Studio Team Services online. You can do, there's hosted Jenkins and Hudson support. There are many hosted options out there.
AppVeyor is free for open source projects.
It is, yes. And that's what led me to it initially.
Where would be a good place to go if I wanted to start learning about how to use AppVeyor?
They do have very good documentation on their website. That's always a good starting point. The next piece of the puzzle I utilized was, again, looking at other repos that had appveyor.yaml files in them, which is what drives the build system. Once I understood how those things connected together, I was able to create the builds that I needed. So I think those two things combined are pretty powerful.
Well, I think I want to start trying it in some of my own projects.
Yeah, if we need help, let me know.
So before we wrap up here, anything else you want to plug or promote?
Well, I do have a podcast. Co-host that with Chris Bohatka. It's called The Talking Devs, and you can find us at thetalkingdevs.com, at The Talking Devs on Twitter. Working on a Facebook page, don't have that ready yet. And of course, we're on iTunes and Google Play if you want to subscribe. So far, we only have one episode, but we are working on episode 2, and hopefully that'll be out before long. I also have an in-progress, hopefully coming up soon, YouTube channel called Code Bytes. You can find my Twitter account is at CodeBytesTV, CodeBytes.tv as the URL will take you straight to the YouTube channel. Nothing currently out there yet. I'm working on production and figuring out what I want to actually do. But the gist is tailored videos for small coding-related exercises.
Any contact information you want to give out?
Sure. So I am on Twitter, at CalvinAllen_. The underscore is, somebody squatting on Calvin Allen, unfortunately. I am on GitHub. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm really just about any social media network you could probably think of. I'm on there. So absolutely feel free to reach out. I love talking to people.
My guest today has been Calvin Allen. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
This has been the Cross-Cutting Concerns podcast, produced and recorded by Matt Groves 2016. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media and leave a review on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you downloaded this podcast. For show notes, please go to crosscuttingconcerns.com. This episode is recorded under the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. The hosting for this podcast is made possible in part by Microsoft. It was recorded and mixed with the help of Skype and Audacity. The theme music is by The Dirty Truckers. You can buy their music on Amazon or iTunes.